birds build
nests.
All right. How, if you had more than one nest, you'd say
nesters.
All right. At school, we sit in.
How?
At school, we sit in little things that we call a desk.
Desk.
All right. If you had more than one desk, what would you say?
There'd be desk.
All right. All right. These are two
fists.
What do you call a small flying insect that stings and draws blood?
Honey.
Honeybee.
No, it's a rock.
Oh, skeeter.
All right.
Mosquito. Boy, there's a bee to spy, I think.
All right, I want you to pronounce for me the word that means the white things that you see floating around up in the sky.
The airplane?
No, the white things that, you know, sometimes rain comes out of them.
The clouds. Clouds.
All right, say that for me again.
Thunderhead clouds. Yeah.
All right. What is this that we're sitting in right now?
Room.
Well, what's the whole
house?
All right, do you have a general word that you use for a small troublesome animal, something like foxes and skunks and possums that might get your chickens? What do you call that kind of an animal?
One catches chickens.
Yeah, one that eats your chickens, like a fox or...
Yeah, foxes catch them.
What do you call it?
And minks and weasels.
Well, what do you call all those animals put together? They're all what?
I can't think of it.
What about, do you call them varmints?
Varmints, yeah, that's right. They're varmints.
What's the difference between, is a rat a varmint?
No.
Well, he would be, wouldn't he?
Why?
Because he destroys things. He'll kill and eat little chickens.
Oh, he will. So
they've destroyed hundreds here for us.
So if a rat...
He's a varmint, too.
So if a rat destroys chickens, then
he's a varmint, too.
But if he doesn't destroy chickens, he's not a varmint.
No.
It's just what... All right.
No. Now, a rabbit don't bother him.
Rabbit eats carrots. I know that. Eats your lettuce out in the garden. Eats the tops of your turnips.
Yeah, he'll eat your vegetables.
Yeah. Yeah, he eats all those things.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Do you ever call a person a varmint?
A varmint?
Would you ever call a person a varmint?
Yeah, if he was mean.
If he was mean? All right, let me ask you. Have you ever had a small, pinkish-colored seafood that you eat with rice? Sometimes you eat them fried. They're covered in batter and you fry them, but they're real small and kind of white and pink. And they got a shell on them that you got to take off of.
Oysters.
Not oysters, but something, it's a seafood like that. Have you ever had anything?
One thing does even peel and cut up that.
Yeah. This has got a clear shell. What you do is when you get...
Conks.
Well, that's another kind, but I'm thinking of another kind. He's got a little tail on him, and he flips and goes backwards.
A crawfish.
A crawfish. Crawfish. All right, now then, you know what a crawfish looks like, don't you?
Yeah.
All right, now, what's a real small-looking animal that you sometimes eat that looks something like a crawfish?
They catch them out of the ocean. I've seen them down there. They just keep the place stinking with them.
Yeah, well, what do you call
them? They cut
those?
Their heads off and...
Yeah, what do you call them?
Idea.
What do you call them?
I know, and I can't think of it, but we know who they are.
They're shrimps.
Shrimp, that's right.
All right, now say it for me again.
Yeah.
They're what?
Shrimp.
All right.
Yeah.